Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a very good morning to you. This is Bill Olson reminding you that Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today we'll be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
And another good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn. Today we are going to look at performance. We're going to look at money saving. We're going to look at saving those engines, whether it's truck or car or tractor or ATV or more. Our first guest is going to be Rich Dwyer. He's warranty manager with K&N Filters. We're going to teach you how to let those engines breathe and more. And then our second guest, Steve Gillis. He is sales manager at Bolt Locks. Very innovative systems. Way to keep a lot of things safe. And a whole bunch more, okay? Remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors. It's Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources, whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife. Now, to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
When faced with the need for periodontal or implant services, the first thing you want is a good referral. I know from experience, and my dentist referred me to Dr. Charles Dyer. From the start, I was glad he did because beginning with my first appointment, through every follow-up, there were no long waits, just a warm welcome from his staff and right on in. Dr. Dyer's experienced staff makes the whole process easy, from a friendly greeting and a comfortable, relaxed atmosphere to quickly handling the paperwork and timely phone reminders of appointments. They're justly proud of being at the forefront of technology and surgical techniques, allowing them to offer a wide range of services and every procedure necessary. Dr. Dyer is consistently named one of Houston's top dentists. The office is conveniently located on Skinner Road off Highway 290 in the Cypress area. I'm more than pleased with my experience and proud to personally refer you to Dr. Charles Dyer. Online, Google Dr. Charles Dyer in Cypress or call 281-304-9911. That's 281-304-9911.
Welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. Tell you what, right at the top of the program, want to let you know, our friends over in Lake Charles over in southwest Louisiana, they got a fun event coming up on April 4th. Rock the Dock by the Louisiana Pirates Festival. It's going to be there at the Lake Charles Civic Center Marina. But, you know, when they put out a press release out of Louisiana, and they talk about food and drink.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's where the fun begins, okay? Also, lots of neat stuff in the news, and I want you all to listen up as we kind of get into it. First off, so we have more time to talk about some of the meatier things, let's acknowledge that someone from Louisiana has caught the latest Sheer Lunker.
Ah, cool.
Yes, Donald DeVille of Villa Plot, Louisiana, regularly visits Lake Fork, and his most recent visit on March 20th was a good one. He caught a 14.06-pound largemouth bass.
Oh, boy.
And that's now Toyota Sheer Lunker 547. The fish measured 25 3/4 inches long and 22 inches in girth.
And that's the good thing about that is that is now going to be brood stock as opposed to immediately being grilled and stuffed with crawfish.
Yeah, assuming
yeah. Oh,
that its DNA proves out to be pure Florida.
Ah.
Yeah. Texas Outdoors Journal freshwater editor Matt Williams really kind of called Parks and Wildlife on the carpet on that, going, wait a minute. In fact, you know, there's been a fair number of fish that have been rejected because they were northern Florida cross.
Okay.
So those fish that cross the Mason-Dixon line, you know, and got with those Florida folks.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, neat there on Lake Fork as we get into prime time. The Pittman Robertson Fund.
Yes.
Primarily due to the spike in the firearms and ammunition sale. Uh-huh. A record $882 million will be distributed to states this year for fish and wildlife and recreation projects. Pittman Robertson will fund an unprecedented $522.5 million to states, up from the previous high of $473 million in 2010. The Sport Fish Fund, under the Dingell-Johnson Act, will provide $359.9 million this year, up from $349.7 million in 2012. Now, that's setting everything up, folks, okay?
Mm-hmm. All right.
If you don't think we make a difference, we do.
Yes, we do.
All right, and I got an email and just received confirmation of its validity. And this came from Michael Bain, who... is a producer for the Outdoor Channel.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've heard this or not.
Okay,
but he wrote a letter to Colorado Senate, State Senator Stephen King.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Okay, have you seen this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Long story short, they met at this supposed discussion, mm-hmm. okay, public discussion, which obviously was a farce.
Right.
Because of the action taken in Colorado, the Outdoor Channel is pulling production of all their shows,
right.
Okay?
And that's the 15-round magazine limit and the background checks.
Right, exactly. Based on attorneys, based on this letter from Baines, was saying that the legislation was so poorly written that anybody visiting Colorado, mm-hmm. just ready to walk into a trap. You know,
right.
if you're going skiing, if you're going fishing, if you're going hunting, you could put yourself in a position where you could be arrested, okay, and have to deal with the consequences.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Point is this is the second group. You mentioned, you knocked that microphone unwinding.
Yeah.
You mentioned Clips, the magazine.
Right.
Okay? The manufacturer, and the name escapes me, has already pulled operations and I believe moved to Phoenix, was it?
Oh, I don't know. That, several companies have done it and are in the process
right.
of doing it, yeah.
Outdoor Channel pulling. In the Houston Chronicle Thursday morning, there was an article kind of following up on this, and Jeff Leap, owner of Specialty Sports, a gun and hunting shop in Colorado Springs, predicts hunters are going to choose to visit other Rocky Mountain states.
Yes.
I was in the real estate business, doing nothing but real estate in the mid-80s, in 85, when Texas took it on the chin,
uh-huh.
okay? Colorado didn't like the fact that Texans were no longer traveling due to the economic difficulties that
right.
we were having.
Right.
That was a circumstance that we had to deal with. This is now a choice that we can make.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Quite honestly, folks, if we don't step up, just like at the Alamo, toe the line,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Sure.
Then, you know, shame on us for letting something just be rammed down our throat. And it's happening in Colorado and elsewhere, okay? We've got options and other choices of where to go. Support those that support what you do, your passions.
Yeah, and I can't quote it exactly, but like Montana passing the law that firearms manufactured in that state don't get the federal hickeys and so on, and they will protect their rights and that kind of thing, which is kind of cool.
When we had John Jefferson on mm-hmm. last week, and he was talking about there was an amendment to the state constitution saying that it is a right to hunt and fish.
Mm-hmm.
But then Parks and Wildlife is concerned about putting it out, passing the legislature, but then has to go to a public referendum.
Right.
And they're concerned that it may not pass.
I can't believe that. Not in the great state of Texas.
No, I don't think so.
Right. Okay, it's time for one of Harold's little insights about our coming gunfight, okay? According to the National Crime Victims Survey,
yes.
the number of annual firearms-related deaths, excluding suicide, is 8,553. These numbers include accidents and other factors. At the same time, 180,000 Americans successfully defended themselves with a gun. They do that every year.
How many?
180,000.
Wow.
Assuming that one of 20 of those successfully stopped attacks could have ended in murder, taking away the right to armed self-defense will cause the nation's murder rate to skyrocket.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. 180,000 Americans defend themselves
Detroit,
every year.
Detroit, Chicago,
oh,
Washington,
boy.
D.C.
Yeah.
You know. Here's something else that got before the Texas legislature, there are two bills important to freedom-loving Texans. One is House Bill 1299 that would enact knife law preemption, which would repeal all existing local knife laws on the books and make the Texas legislature the sole authority on knife laws. This would create consistency in knife laws across Texas so that Texans and those who travel in Texas will know what the knife laws are no matter where they travel.
Yeah.
And the other is House Bill 1862 that would repeal the antiquated laws banning switchblades and automatic knives.
Oh, yeah. Silly.
Yeah. Since the 1950s, the state of Texas has banned the possession of switchblades. These bans were stupid reactions to ignorant and silly Hollywood hype.
Blackboard Jungle.
Yeah.
Was the first one. Yeah. That was the first one. And then West Side Story.
Yeah. Remember, 1950s, folks, the influence of the Left Coast in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
This is not some new phenomenon. It's been going on for some time.
That's right.
Anyway, it led to the wrong belief that these knives were the weapon of choice for illegal gang members.
Deadly push button.
Yeah, no, that's not the weapon of choice.
Cheap 22s.
Goodness, yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Saturday Night Specials, is that what they were called?
Yeah, absolutely, and still are, if you look at the majority of it. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you just can't fix stupid, and even
right.
if it is in Texas, okay? A woman and her son in Texarkana, I saw this on the news, and I picked it up on some of the services that we use, in Texarkana, Texas, set fire to a snake, which set fire to some brush, which set fire to their house, and then the one next door. I can just hear it now.
Oh, boy.
911.
Yes, oh, yeah.
We're trying to kill a snake with fire. It done caught the house.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Caught the house?
And snake didn't like that either.
Yeah, the house is on fire. Could you hurry, please?
Unbelievable.
Crazy, crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, mercy. Okay, well, that's kind of what, you know, we're getting into. Later in the program, you said we're going to be talking about filters. And just to expand on that a little bit, this is not just vehicular filters, right?
Correct.
Outboards,
inboards, Jeeps, ATVs, tractors.
Yeah.
On and on and on and on.
And then locking systems in the second part.
Mm-hmm.
Where one key fits
all.
Really?
Yes.
God, I don't have to look like the janitor from
elementary
school,
yeah,
right?
Very cool.
All right.
Very cool.
We will move on with the program then. Y'all stick around as we've got more headed your way. We'll find out if Harold's been on or off the road, plus the outdoor report. It's just around the corner.
America's best-selling truck, 36 years running, is Ford. These people work hard every day to build the best trucks, the trucks you need, the trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Ah, but you're not going to see them celebrate these 36 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. 36 years, Ford F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
Friends, you can now listen to the Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. To register, go to Stitcher.com/Texas on your PC. In your App Store, order Stitcher and enter the promo code Texas. Listen anytime, anywhere. Stitcher.com/Texas.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by...
Oh, boy, our favorite restaurant, the Steamboat House, the Great Texas Steakhouse. I had lunch there this week, the Texas Pot Roast.
Phenomenal.
Oh, my.
You had lunch. We missed each other.
Oh, my. Yeah, and that is slow-cooked prime rib pot roast, friends. Oh, my goodness. And, of course, they're world-famous herb garlic mashed potatoes. They're open 11 to 2 Monday through Friday for lunch. Absolutely fantastic. And then dinner time, you've got to start off with one of their great appetizers.
Onion rings.
Onion rings. Yeah, the Tower of Onion Rings is absolutely fabulous. You betcha. And the scallops, the apple smoked bacon wrapped scallops. Oh my goodness! And then of course go to the steaks. I the other evening my wife and I went over and actually shared their ribeye, the Colonel Travis ribeye, 16 ounces. Oh my goodness! And got it. Plain to start off with is I want to really check the steak out,
right?
Because they've got great sauces
sure.
and peppercorn coatings. Oh my goodness, amazing! And then you got to finish up with the cannonball, and that's the vanilla ice cream coated in crumbled up Oreo, and it's the size of a cannonball.
Right.
Absolutely fantastic! Check it out, fabulous place, Steamboat House, the Great Texas Steakhouse. They're on the Sam Houston Parkway. They're near and on the same side of the Beltway as the racetrack, as the horse racetrack. But you can get to them coming or going just simply by exiting Gessner. And it's sort of hard to miss because right in front of it is a great big statue of General Sam Houston.
There
Steamboat House, love it.
All right, what's it been this week, Harold? On or off the road?
It has been off the road, and I'm having about all the fun I can stand. It is absolutely amazing. It is the 2013 five-door hatchback Ford Focus ST. It's got a 2-liter EcoBoost four-cylinder engine, meaning that's twin turbocharged, made it to a six-speed manual transmission. 247 horsepower out of this little thing.
Really?
And the thing weighs like 18 pounds. It is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what makes it somewhat faster is the upgrade to the Tangerine Scream tri-coat exterior. Just absolutely fabulous. Recaro seats. I mean, this is a performance special. Cool duals, but they're both together in the middle of the back end of the thing. Fog lamps, aluminum wheels. The upgrades on this is the ST setup with the Recaro seats and some of the extra goodies and the special tuning. Dual zone air conditioning. My Ford Touch was Sirius. We're looking at a base vehicle of only 23, but loaded with all the goodies, and these two-tone leather and black seats are fantastic, is right at 28. But you're also looking at 23 miles per gallon in the city, 32 on the highway, and it is serious fun. I mean, this thing is, the performance is amazing. Great fit and finish, great roadability, and really, really cool looking. And they call it a compact, but like I say, these Recaro seats, oh, they are so comfortable. Check this thing out. You'll have some serious fun. It's a 2013 five-door hatchback, the Focus ST from Ford.
Now, do I need to get a match set? Or are you talking about fit and finish?
Yes.
Will it fit Bill?
Yes, it will.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Big and roomy, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, front seats are great.
Wow.
You know, back seats, who cares?
Yeah.
But it's wonderful. It's really a gorgeous interior.
Back seat, there's only one place for my seat.
Oh,
all the way
all
down.
The way back.
All the way back.
Yeah, right.
All right, it is time for the outdoor report, and we head to our power plant lakes. Now we're going to head to Big Friendly. Let's head to Amistad.
Oh, go ahead.
Good fishing for black bass on crankbaits, jerkbaits, and soft plastics. Things are warming up. Although we had that little chill down, you know, earlier this past week. But in and around any drop-off slides areas in the coves, fish are starting to move up shallow. Now we head to our power plant lakes in South Texas. Brawny, Calaveras, Coletta Creek. Black bass have been good on Brawny, on watermelon, soft plastics around the shorelines, and any visible structure. On Calaveras, same thing, but around the reed beds. Clutter Creek, watermelon rattle traps, that should be read as the red bite, and soft plastic and spinnerbaits have been catching black bass. Falcon Reservoir has been good on chartreuse spinnerbaits. Choke Canyon has been good also on crankbaits and Carolina rig worms. Right around the mouth of rivers, that's starting to fan out into the main lake area. Then we head up to Brownwood Reservoir. Either side of 60 degrees is the water temperature. It's about 11 foot low. But craw-colored crankbaits, chartreuse, blue bass, hog, spinnerbaits have been catching bass. And on Lake Coleman, finally, either side of 60 degrees, bass are good on spinnerbaits and dark, soft plastic worms and lizards.
East Texas anglers have experienced springtime in Texas with a continuing of the yo-yo weather patterns. First, a warm-up had been experienced, and black bass were moving up on beds on every reservoir in the region. Then a cold front came through the first of the week, dropping temperatures and higher winds. That chased bass off the beds and back to slightly deeper water. Now, this weekend, temperatures will warm, but the up-and-down movement of the water temperatures are not over as another batch of cooler weather is forecast for later this week, and of course we're praying for rain. For those that are able to hit the lakes in between fronts and when it's not blowing too hard to be safely on the water, they're being rewarded with some good sight casting action. Females will move back onto the beds with warmer conditions this weekend, and it doesn't look like the cool down will be old man winter's last gasp this week either. Jigs, Texas rigs, soft plastics pitched to bedded fish have scored. Rattle traps and spinner baits have caught bass in slightly deeper water that are either staging to move up or had moved off due to the chill. Crappie, they're also starting their spawn on just about every lake in the region. Conroe, Rayburn, Livingston, Toledo Bend, Somerville, Limestone have reported paper mouths have been active in shallow water for several weeks. Lakes Fork, Lake of the Pines, and other more northern lakes are just beginning to see good crappie action shallow. Try Stanley's new mini wedge-tail spinnerbait to catch crappie, as well as white bass. White bass action continues up the river and creeks, with some fish starting to make their way toward those corridors toward the main lake. Try fishing from the mouth on up the river to intercept fish as they return. Catfishing remains very good on Tewakinee, with good striper and catfish action on Richland Chambers. Best action for catfish has been around baited holes in water 15 to 25 feet deep. Now, the drop in water temperatures was even more apparent on lakes along the Guadalupe, I just made that up, Colorado and Guadalupe rivers. However, bass had not really started to move up on beds and remain along the deeper creek and river channels. Rattle traps, spinner baits, and crank baits have been the best choices for deeper bass. With lakes at extremely low levels, white bass anglers have had to fish in much deeper water than normal. Best efforts have come from river channels in 10 to 20 feet of water. Buchanan stripers are still being caught in the deeper water near the dam by anglers drifting live and cut bait. Best depth has been 15 to 25 feet deep.
On the coast, tell you what, bird activity has been the primary report that we're getting coming out of Louisiana, as well as Sabine, even parts of Galveston Bay. Incoming tides are bringing bait in. Birds are picking over the shrimp and the bait fish that are they're making their way back into the marsh areas. Good fishing. Overall, Captain Randy Foreman's been fishing up north of the intercoastal and around the levee wall, and he said birds been working around the mid-lake area. Nice trout to 4 pounds are being caught. Louisiana side, he's drifting shell flats. Nice speckled trout have been caught. Captain Mike Cassiotti out of Galveston said that the North Jetties are still holding some really, really big black drum. Redfish and lots of sheep's head are in the mix as well, all being caught on live shrimp. East Galveston Bay is good for soft plastics. For specs, using soft plastics and topwater lures. Heading on down the coast, either side of the big jetties there at Port O'Connor, good fishing's taking place. East Matagorda's got some fish being caught around the shell on the west end, around the grass beds in West Matagorda, grass beds around Port O'Connor and Espiritu Santo. Then either side of the Corpus Christi ship channel in around the island and spoil banks. Some good fish have been caught in and around the grass. Captain Alan Sifford, Fish on Guide Service, sent me some photos of a very nice-looking lady angler he took fishing with a really nice-looking speckled trout.
Yeah, that ass out of the fish look.
Yes, the fish look great, too. So caught under a popping cork around Emmerd's Hole on live shrimp. And then finally, Captain Hincho Gutierrez, Jr., south of Holly Beach, up around Cullens, Mexiquita Flats, all good choices right now, fishing the potholes for trout and reds.
Okay, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal. Fishing and hunting times this weekend. Saturday is one of the three best days of the week. This Sunday slips to fair. Monday and Tuesday plummet to poor to start April, and that's no April Fool's joke, friends. Wednesday starts a rebound to fair. Thursday and Friday are good ones. Next weekend are two more best days. This weekend, look for game to be most active from mid-afternoon until the evening hours after sunset. On Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, this major feeding period of the day will begin well before sunrise and last until mid to late morning. By Friday and next Saturday, times will have continued to adjust each day, so look for game to become active either side of sunrise. Remain active until either side of the noon hour. Next Sunday, this most active period will occur from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. On Wednesday, April the 3rd, the moon will enter its last quarter phase. On the coast this weekend and on Monday, there will be a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Tuesday has a single tide schedule of one high and one low tide. Wednesday and Thursday have a double tide schedule. Friday is a three tide day with two low tides and just one high. Next weekend, both Saturday and Sunday will have a double tide schedule.
On the hunting scene, North Texas hunters are getting into the spring turkey season. It opens this weekend, March 30th, and is going to run through May 12th. The South Zone has been open since March 16th and will run through April 28th. Coming up in April, on April 15th, the Eastern turkey season will open and run through May 14. And tell you what, with this yo-yo type weather, and when we do get a little rain, it's not helping our reduce our deficit drought-wise.
Right.
But it sure softens the ground enough to make those pigs real active.
Yes, indeed. Yep.
So get out there and keep thinning the population.
All right,
we're going to take a break. When we come back,
we're going to meet Rich Dwyer with K&N Filters. We're going to save you some money and improve your performance.
When it comes to rifle scopes, you get the most for your money with the all-new Zeiss Conquest. When it comes to buying Zeiss, you get the most for your money at Carter's Country. The Zeiss Conquest is the first mid-price rifle scope built to live up to Zeiss standards. All Zeiss Conquest scopes feature one-piece construction, hard anodized surfaces, fully multi-coated lenses, and finger-adjustable windage and elevation. Plus, glass smooth magnification adjustment with no change in eye relief. Carter's Country carries a wide selection, including the ever-popular 3-9, the 3.5-10, 4.5-14, and the reach way out and touch something 6.5-20 with a big light-gathering 50-millimeter objective. And all Zeiss Conquest scopes carry a lifetime transferable warranty. For the absolute best optical value for your money, look no further than Zeiss Conquest and Carter's Country, with four locations in the greater Houston area. Carter's Country, where your great outdoors begins.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven salooner tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros set Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are just a couple of reasons why Texas Outdoors Journal has been named one of the top outdoor publications in Texas. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save 60% off the cover price. To subscribe using a major credit card, call 1-800-222-4TOJ. That's 1-800-222-4865, or subscribe securely online at texasoutdoorsjournal.com.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by...
Hey Porte.
That's right. Port Aransas on Mustang Island, surrounded by pristine bays, estuaries, and the deep blue waters of the Gulf of Mexico, Porte is truly the fishing capital of Texas. Come fish, golf, and play Texas Island style. And mentioned in the On the Coast report that fishing is heating up. Let me tell you what, that's both around the north and south Port Aransas jetties, offshore. Some great tuna trips are still taking place in and around the Spoil Islands. Good for trout and redfish. Plus, tell you what, no crowds right
now. That's right.
You can have the island to yourself.
Hit that all-you-can-eat buffet.
Or any of one of the other great restaurants down there. Plenty of places that'll cook your catch. after you've brought it in. So for more information, visit PortAransas.org or give them a call at 1-800-45-COAST.
Our guest is Rich Dwyer. Rich is the warranty manager for K&N Filters, which means you don't have much work to do, do you, Rich?
Not a whole lot. Things are pretty quiet. So, good talking to you, Harold. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, Rich. I always tell people when it comes to motors, it's like a pair of lungs. They got to breathe in, breathe out, and you guys help them breathe in. And so quickly, let's leap to something that that you guys, well, you're famous for a lot of things, but I have a K&N product of one type or another on every vehicle I have, but my fun ones are your cold air induction. We did one on my wife's Xterra. Sounds like it's sucking the hood down. Did it on my 06 SSR and more. Kind of explain to the folks that aren't lucky enough to have one of those right now what your cold air induction system is and does.
Well, what they're really all about, Harold, is simply providing the air to the motor the amount that it wants when it wants it. With the cold air intake system, it removes all the restriction. You know, it has our high flow air filter on the end, and then what it does is from the filter to the throttle body, it just makes a nice unrestricted pathway for the air to travel into the motor. So as soon as you step on the throttle and the motor wants air for however hard you put your foot in, I know you drive your SSR pretty hard, that the air is right there for it, just totally unrestricted. And it really unleashes a lot of power. Some kits, you know, the Shelby Mustangs, we've got upwards of 50 horse. And the other cars, you know, like your SSR, you know, you're dealing still with double-digit gains just yes. by adding the kit to it.
And I know you guys don't do a guarantee. You know, we guarantee you, you know, 50 more horsepower. It depends on the engine, depends on the age, and so on, but it definitely works. And you are going to see an improvement in power and an improvement in gas mileage, unless, of course, you stomp it all day long like I do. Oh, Bill just raised his hand.
Yeah, because I stomp it all day long, too.
Yeah, right.
But I'm driving a big F-250 diesel. What do y'all have filter-wise for those of us that are pulling stuff with boats and things of that nature for our diesel engines?
For the Ford, the Cummins, and the Duramaxes, we've got intake kits for all three of those for almost I think for every year of them, be it the brand new ones, clear back. We make intake kits for them, and boy, that really makes a difference on the diesel vehicles, especially the earlier generation ones. The new vehicles, I'd say from about 2010 forward, they've added a lot more emissions to them. The motors are a lot more temperamental. We still get a lot of power out of them. But, boy, you go back to the, 2005, 2000, up to about 2008, the gains with the intake systems are just, I mean, they're huge. It makes a big, big difference.
Yeah, Rich,
like you say, towing.
Yeah, briefly explain how come the factories don't do it.
Well, they have they have to deal with sound. And what we do is a fair amount of trading horsepower for sound. Like you said, your Xterra, it sounds like it's sucking the hood down. The vehicles, and especially the newer ones, they are limited by how much noise the vehicle can make as it drives by, and especially if it's in the European countries. And so sound attenuation under the hood is really a big issue. Some of the gas-powered Ford Expeditions, those types of things, you put an intake kit on it, and you can really hear the motor under the hood.
Yeah, it's great.
All you got to do is open up the hood, and you see all those big blisters that come off the intake and the bellows. Those are all for sound attenuation.
Yeah, Rich, let's go kind of like down the list of products, though, because one thing, again, that you're really famous for are your air filters, and you've got those. It's not just going to be for my truck or my car. I can get them for, ATVs and tractors and all kind of stuff, right? And the beauty of those air filters is you buy one, and that's the last one you got to buy, isn't it?
Exactly. You just buy it once, you clean it when they get just sinfully filthy dirty, and re-oil it, put it right back in, and you're ready to go. And we make them for everything from chainsaws, some shop vacs, generators, just about everything you can imagine. all up through the ATVs, dirt bikes, side-by-sides, you name it, as well as we have just a ton of universal fit, you know, where you can be looking for a dimension for, even if we don't make one for some type of a lawn tractor or something, you might be able to use one of our universal fit filters to work on it.
Yeah, and as an example, and of course it depends on use and where you are and dusty or not or what or something, but like a car, normally you're looking and not cleaning that filter except once, what, like every 30,000 miles?
Oh, guys, and exactly. It really depends on where you're at. Here in Southern California, the type of driving that I do, primarily over the highways and, you know, freeways and residential streets, it's 90 to 100,000 before I'd have to clean it.
Makes it worth it, right? Yeah, Rich, time is kind of catching us today. Real quick overview of also then your line of oil filters.
Yes, we make a complete line of oil filters, everything from the heavy-duty trucks. It's another product line. We have air filters and oil filters for the big heavy-duty, everything from dirt haulers to the, you know, the line hauler trucks. And we make oil filters, everything from a beautiful billet oil filter that's cleanable and reusable, to our HP series, which is a terrific filter for every application you can imagine, and then a premium mid-grade filter, which is our Pro series. It doesn't have the nut on the end, but the HP series does, and that makes it really nice to take off and on. But they're terrific line of oil filters, and we make them for power sports too. A complete line for everything from the oldest dirt bikes and street bikes clear up to the current brand new stuff, a complete line of oil filters for motorcycles, yep. ATVs, and everything.
As we say bye, Rich, just real quick, we don't need to run the line down, but boats, you have filters for the boat engines?
Yes, we do. We have our marine line for personal watercraft and boats is not as extensive as we would like it to be, but we do have a lot of products for that also. That whole category and all of that. We've just introduced a brand new website. Our website is much easier to use.
What is the web address, Rich?
It's knfilters, you have to put the S on it, .com, and it's a really nice website, much easier to use than it was before.
Okay, Rich, yeah, we appreciate that. Yeah, knfilters.com. Wish we had more time, but we'll just do this again. A lot of product lineups, friend. Like I say, I highly recommend everything they make because I've used them for years even before I met Rich. Our guest, Rich Dwyer, warranty manager, K&N Filters. Remember, knfilters.com. We got to take a break and come back with the second half of the show right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
Get over to Carter's Country. I tell you, everything you need for your pistol, your rifle, your shotgun, and the lineup of Federal ammunition, they've got it. And also the Estate lineup of shotgun shells in 12 and 20 gauge. Always, always value priced. And since I just said shotgun, check out the Remington 870 Express Turkey 12 gauge 3-inch Magnum. Oh my, what a great looking synthetic stock on this gun. $429.97. And then, hey, the Featherflex turkey decoy, only $14.97. Nightinghale turkey call, $8.97. And Primo's turkey yelper, only $12.97. So get ready because it's turkey season, friends. Check it out. All four Carter's Country locations in the greater Houston area, because Carter's Country is absolutely and positively where your great outdoors begins. Okay, we are back. Steve Gellis is our next guest. He's sales manager, Bolt Locks, and I said earlier in the show, Steve, like one key fits all. Kind of get right to that one, because that's a very fascinating thing you guys are able to do.
All right, Harold. What we've got is a series of lock cylinders, padlocks, receiver locks, cable locks, that will mechanically learn your vehicle's ignition key the first time you insert and rotate it.
Wow. Ignition key.
Yeah, Bill just kind of went, huh? You know, that gets rid of the big key ring, right?
Correct. You get rid of the big janitor's key ring. anything around the around your truck, trailer, you know, boats, ATVs, anything you're using to secure those types of toys, not having to have all those little extra little keys hanging around is a big benefit, and you're able to get that all down to just your ignition key with our series of locks.
Steve, I'm looking at your website, boltlock.com, and I look like the proverbial janitor with
right.
the keys that
That's
I carry
right.
for boats and everything else, but I'm looking at the receiver lock. The trailer spare tire that's on my boat trailer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're telling me that I can take my Ford truck key, stick it in there, and it's going to learn and set the pins so that I can use that to unlock those locks of yours?
Absolutely.
Wow.
That is the technology.
Wow.
Yeah, and when the first time we talked to him, I mentioned, like, my place, typical of a lot of hill country ranches, you go through three gates, and there's 25 locks on every gate.
Yeah.
And you go, like, which one's mine? But situation like that, so where I have to go through three lock gates, my one key will fit all those locks, right?
Absolutely. We are the GM, Ford, and Chrysler's primary lock and key manufacturer.
Mm-hmm.
So
this
technology is patented. And does come really out of our automotive history, which we've been supplying locks and keys to the automotive companies for over 100 years.
Okay, wait a minute. I'm going to try to trip you up here. let's say that I buy several locks. Harold's given the example of padlocks, you know, for gates. And let's say 6 months from now, I need some more. Same system work then?
Same systems work then.
So right. I don't have to have a key number or anything, just use my key, and it'll the new locks will conform to that new key configuration.
Right, and I know, Bill, you were on the website. The website does have a video or a little animation on there, and shows how it works.
Right,
and so really, what happens is when you insert the key, you're starting at like 9 o'clock on the clock. You'll rotate through that 3 o'clock position. So that first 180 degrees of rotation really is when you're setting the tumblers inside the lock.
Okay.
And after that, there's a clutch that kicks in the back of the lock. And from then on, the lock will then continue to operate between 3 o'clock and 6 o'clock. So it's a one-time set. It's not resettable, but it is very simple. And really, it learns your key. And you can set any number of locks to that vehicle key.
Yeah, and if I'm using my vehicle key, I better have a spare anyway, right?
You know? Sure.
I mean, nobody should have just one. Bill, you had a question.
I was going to say, okay, and I think he answered it.
Yeah.
Let's say I sell my current Ford truck and get a new one, has a new key. It's not resettable, so I should retain that old key that goes to those locks then, right?
Either that or, you know, when you get a new truck, you really deserve new locks.
Very good point.
He's a salesman, isn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah, yes, he is. Sales manager. Anyway, Steve, one thing is cool, too, because we in the outdoors, we got stuff. We love stuff, you know. So it's a gun case or a toolbox or our, gear for our boat, stuff like this. Explain your cable lock system.
The cable lock is awesome, especially down in Texas, in those areas. Obviously, you've got full-size spares up underneath the pickups in a lot of cases. Those have been a theft issue because, obviously, it's $200, $300, $400 to replace those if somebody were to go under there, cut that cable, and take them off. Our cable system works awesome. It is the receiver head, and the receiver head has three seals on it. So we use a seal around the pin where you'd insert the pin, and we also have the shutter, the standard automotive shutter that you'd see on a lock on the side of your car, on the door lock, and also then we have a big mud flap on there also. So those three seals really work well for the cable. A great area, a great application for that cable is to put it up under on that spare tire so that when you go under there, if you ever did get a flat, that your spare tire is there. It's not somebody hasn't stolen it on you, you know, unbeknownst to you. So
yeah, and then part of that system too is right. I can cable a bunch of stuff together, like in the back of my truck, and lock it all together.
Absolutely, a lot of the racks, either a bed extenders or when we have a lot of the steel racks that go into the hitch side of it, you can basically take that, you know, and use our receiver lock to put your rack on there, and then cable anything that also you're gonna handle or haul things like coolers or generators, things like that, that where it's kind of an odd shape that you want to put onto the rack and really lock it down. You can use this on the cable, and that cable really becomes then an extension of the vehicle. It's really a vehicle accessory, and you'll always have that key. You keep the lock right in your truck, and you can just, you know, secure whatever you're hauling, you know, along, and feel really comfortable that nobody's going to mess with it when you, you know, stop at, you know, waysides or lunch
or the byways, right? Yeah. Another thing too, though, a lot of people already have, especially here in the great state of Texas, but they already have, and Louisiana, they have these big diamond plate toolboxes things. All these are they already built in? Well, I've already got that, but you actually have a retrofit kit for some of those, don't you?
We do. We do. We cover the paddle style handle, a five sided handle that is stock on the DZ and United Welding Service boxes that are very popular, and we offer that original handle that has been modified to take our bolt lock. So by replacing that entire lock out of the toolbox, now you're able to take your cross beds, your side beds, whatever that is, and now lock and unlock those with your truck key.
Looking at your website, boltlock.com, obviously, we can, I guess, look for a dealer listing, but we can also order right online, right?
You can. You can order straight from us, and we have we offer all the different variations of the locks. Also, in the Texas area, we've got a number of retailers also. We have a retail finder on the website. You're able to put your specific zip code in, and it will bring up all the different retailers that are in your area. Make a selection based on that. Our big ones in Texas area, DFW Camper, the Four Wheel Parts Stores, Earl Owen, big supporter, also Southwest Wheel. So there's a number of the retailers in the Texas and in that region down in the south that do support and have the entire line of Bolt available. If you'd like to get in, touch, feel it, you know, and take a look at the products.
Yep, and this also helps us keep our pants up now because we're getting rid of a lot of weight with some of the keys that people carry around. Time has kind of caught up to us, Steve. We certainly appreciate this. But again, everybody go to boltlock.com. And like I say, that retail finder is great, or do it online. But that certainly does answer that question about one key fits all. Steve, thanks so much for your time.
Excellent. I appreciate it. Thanks, Harold. Thanks, Bill.
We appreciate you, sir. Also, remember that, friends, boltlock.com. Our guest, Steve Gillis, sales manager for Bolt Locks. We'll be back with more right after this.
It's easy to see why the Jeep Grand Cherokee Overland Summit was named Luxury SUV of Texas and the Texas Auto Writers Association SUV of Texas. Supple, Napa leather-trimmed heated and ventilated seats, hand-stitched leather-wrapped steering wheel finished with hand-selected real wood grain veneers, a command view panoramic sunroof, black olive ash, burl wood accents, and chrome details everywhere you look, French-stitched leather-wrapped dashboard, door armrests, and center console, heated and reclining passenger and second row seating, also leather-trimmed. Well, no wonder the 2012 Jeep Grand Cherokee has won so many awards in Texas. We wrap practically every feature in leather. The Jeep Grand Cherokee, the most awarded SUV ever.
Features described are standard on Overland Summit and available on most other Grand Cherokee models. Jeep Grand Cherokee has received more awards over its lifetime than any other SUV. Jeep is a registered trademark of Chrysler Group, LLC.
If a burglar smashes into your house in the middle of the night, do you believe you have the right to defend yourself and your family?
If so, you need to join the National Rifle Association now.
Some say you shouldn't be allowed to have a firearm to protect yourself, even in your own home.
They say because criminals use guns to commit crimes, you can't have a gun to protect yourself from criminals.
If you disagree, join the one group big enough and strong enough to protect your rights. The NRA.
Call 1-877-NRA-2000 now to join NRA.
That's 1-877-NRA-2000. Or go to insureyourgunrights.com.
For $25, you'll get the magazine of your choice, insurance. And if you act now, NRA's 20-piece multi-tool free.
Join the NRA.
Save your firearms.
And stand up for your freedoms. Call 1-877-NRA-2000 now.
Or go to insureyourgunrights.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what's coming up?
Okay, April 4th, the Bel Air chapter of Ducks Unlimited fundraiser in Bel Air, Texas. For info, 713-501-1286. April 5, Stephen F. Austin chapter, Ducks Unlimited fundraiser in Nacogdoches, 281-914-5729. Also, April 5, the Brazos Valley chapter of the Friends of the NRA fundraiser in Bryan, 979-776-8635. And April 6th, the Pease River chapter National Wild Turkey Federation fundraiser in Crowell. Call them at 940-684-1372 and go to those great events in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 36 years running, and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Nothing is tougher than Ford's F-Series. Ford trucks have once again been voted the truck line of Texas by the Texas Auto Writers Association. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best in Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
Yeah, then take that truck over to Carter's Country right now. Everybody's saying, where are the ARs? Well, I tell you what, they've got Diane Feinstein's favorite, the Bushmaster Carbon 15 rifle. Oh my goodness, it's got that flash suppressor. Ooh, collapsible stock. Wow. Oh, come on. Let's get right, friends. It's a fabulous gun, and that Carbon 15, like, weighs nothing. It's probably the lightest AR on the planet. Only $999.97 at Carter's, but, of course, supplies are going to be limited. Get over there. A lot of fun. Great value. The Howa Heavy Tactical in .308. Legendary accuracy. They used to make the Weatherbys. Great, great firearms. Only $589.97. Something that's cool, ought to be in every camp and every truck and every boat. The Henry U.S. Survival AR-7. Only $269.97. Just great values at all four Carter's Country locations in the greater Houston area. Remember, Carter's Country is where your great outdoors begins.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's happening next week?
Next week, we're probably going to try to focus on some of our freshwater lakes, because I tell you what, we're heading into prime time for black bass spawning.
We sure are. Be sure and check the website out. We are remodeling it as we speak, friends, but TexasOutdoorNews.com will show you the list of our wonderful affiliate stations around the state, and shows are being archived there. We're upgrading that right now, and you know, it's kind of cool. Check that out. And do remember, of course, the Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. So join us again next week, same time, same station, or maybe another one of our great stations for more Texas Outdoor News.